It's time for Real Estate Now with the Carandy and Dunn team of Keller Williams Realty, Eugene and Springfield. Your hosts, Jennifer Carandy and Catherine Dunn, are sisters, realtors, and one of the top teams in Lane County. You may know them from their popular How to Sell Your Home seminars. Now, let's talk real estate here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
Hi, this is Jennifer Carandy.
And I'm Catherine Dunn. Today's question is, should I have inspections before I sell my home? What do you think, Jennifer?
You don't have to have inspections before you sell, but you can choose to. Having inspections done before you put your house on the market can help your sale go smoother, faster, and it can help you avoid surprises. And believe me, there are surprises.
So let's go through a few scenarios. Let's first talk about country property or property where there's a well or septic system. It's common for the seller to provide these inspections, so you might as well have those done right up front. In addition, it helps with the marketing of your property to do these inspections also, because buyers often ask questions like, is the water quality good? Is the well flow good? And having the answers can help buyers move forward with the property. So for your well, you would want to ask for a well flow and water quality test. And for your septic, ask for a septic inspection and pumping.
Now, for all properties, it's typical that a buyer would have and pay for a whole house and pest and dry rot inspection. However, there are many sellers who choose to have this inspection done before they put their homes on the market to help them prepare for their sale. And it gives the seller information as to what the condition of the property is, and they can take care of any needed repairs they'd like to make to help their sale go smoother. So to order a whole home inspection, contact any inspector and let them know that that's what you'd like and ask for a pest and dry rot inspection to be included in the same report.
Now, if there's anything else on your property that you think might be a concern to a buyer, an inspection or even a repair estimate could be really helpful. So, for example, if you have a fireplace that hasn't been cleaned or inspected in a while, you could have that done right up front. And if you're concerned that your roof is nearing the end of its life, it would be important to check that out as well. Now, if you're selling as is, we recommend you have your property cleaned and inspected in advance. And that way, you can let buyers know that the home is being sold as is, no further repairs will be made by you, and you can say, here's the inspection report, which shows the condition of the property, make your best offer. You can even share repair estimates if you think that will help a buyer make an offer.
I'd like to share a story about one of our sellers who was selling as is. We sold her house for her while she was living in Germany. She had a rental in South Eugene that she just didn't know what to do with because it had so many major problems. It had a bad roof, crumbling foundation, electrical and plumbing issues. An inspection was absolutely necessary for this home to show the buyer what they were buying and also for pricing. So we helped the seller get an inspection and repair estimates, and we used this information to market her property. Her home sold in just 1 week with multiple offers and for more than double the amount of money that she thought it was worth.
Now, there's a lot more to getting a high price than just having inspections up front, and that's why we conduct free seminars on how to sell your home for the highest price. We have seminars coming up on a regular basis, and you can see upcoming dates and locations at EugeneRealEstateNow.com.
That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. That's all the time we have for today. We'll talk to you next week.
And that was Real Estate Now. Jennifer and Catherine want your questions to air on future shows, so visit EugeneRealEstateNow.com to submit your questions. That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. Then join us Tuesdays at 7:15 a.m. for more Real Estate Now here on News Talk 590 KUGN.